Well, Happy New Year. Today we begin the new church year. We begin this prayerful season of Advent, a season of joyful expectation for the coming of our Savior. Yet the church gives us this first reading from the prophet Isaiah that does not exude joy. In context, Jerusalem had been destroyed and the people had been rounded up as captives and exiled to Babylon. Isaiah laments and he cries out to God, "You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not?" In this lament, Isaiah is crying out to God for his people. Again and again, they have broken God's covenant and they kept losing their way, wandering off to the point that their hearts had hardened and they no longer feared God. This lament echoes throughout the centuries and we hear it today. The context of our gospel is this. Jesus is on the Mount of Olives. He's overlooking Jerusalem when he's with four of his disciples. He's telling them of the coming of the destruction of the temple, the tribulations that would occur at the end times. And then our gospel begins. Jesus literally gives us a wake-up call. Five times in this short gospel, he tells the disciples, he tells us to watch, to be alert, to wake up. Wake up to what? The coming of the Savior? Yes, but more than that, we must first wake up to our own sinfulness. If we do not wake up to the fact that we are sinners, then we will never realize that we need a Savior. We will be like the addict who never realizes that he needs help. This is the state of our secularized culture today. This idea of waking up is also a theme of St. Paul. In his letter to the Romans, he writes, "It is now the hour for you to wake from sleep, for our salvation is closer than when you first accepted the faith." This idea in our scriptures of waking and watching sadly has been twisted by our culture. Now there's a popular term used to stay woke. Now, I don't wish to offend anyone, but as well-intentioned as many who call themselves woke, or to keep woke, or to be woke, it's inconsistent with being a Catholic. The etymology of this term is fairly recent, and it's complex. To be woke is to embrace radical feminism, abortion, homosexuality, gender neutrality, Marxism, relativism, and any other isms that are contrary to Catholicism. Under the guise of tolerance and inclusion, the evil one has sown seeds of division and destruction. It is a new year. Today is the best time for making spiritual resolutions on this New Year's Day. Save your resolution for going to the gym or losing 10 pounds for January 1st. Today is a time for serious pondering of our spiritual life. I'd like to suggest a few resolutions. First, in line with our readings, let us resolve to look into our hearts and to humbly acknowledge that we are sinners in need of a Savior. Let us resolve to allow God's grace to soften our hearts. And in this new year, I want to say what's been on my mind for several months. You know, last Advent, no one would predict what has come. There's a virus out there. It's extremely communicable. And it does what viruses do. They spread. They cause sickness and in some cases death. An average of 5 deaths for every 10,000 people. Father Tom has guided the Church of Ascension in practices to protect from this spread of the virus. Most people have returned to celebrate the Mass, but many still are in fear. Jesus teaches us in Matthew's Gospel, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Let us not replace faith with fear. Let us not replace sacraments with safety. I ask God, let us ask God to give us the strength and the peace to overcome fears and return to Mass. And finally, a resolution for all of us, to pray more. In prayer, let us find the peace and the joy that only God can give. It is the hour to wake from our sleep and to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Savior.